the early prophets. Christ's followers are called and commissioned to be disciples. Disciples are very similar and can identify with prophets. Learning about them encourages and sharpens us by understanding the impact our lives can make after surmounting the challenges. As the lives and legacy of kings begin to degenerate irrecoverably, prophets come to the front line. Patriarchs, judges, priests, kings, and even others play a prophetic role. The power and price tag of prophets. Prophets have the following common characteristics. They have one purpose, to be God's mouthpiece. They have high influence and access to leaders. They have to sacrifice their personal lives for the cause when required. They were most often unpopular. They have great power, which comes with a great price tag, suffering bad consequences, both for speaking God's truth and for the smallest deviation in obeying God. On the flip side, it is a price of disobedience that is the highest price they have to pay. The man of God in 1 Kings 13 paid with his life after successfully prophesying to Jeroboam, the king, but failing to adhere to the Lord's command not to tarry on the return journey. Good kings take heed to the prophets and correct their ways, and vice versa. One of the prophets in 1 Kings 20 asks a man to strike and wound him to facilitate the message he had to convey to King Ahab. The man declines and is struck dead. When eventually wounded, this prophet conveys dramatically to the king that his days are numbered for sparing Ben-Hadad, the enemy leader. Ahab loses his life in a twist of justice when he falls prey to a lying spirit set up by God after rejecting the advice of Micaiah, a true prophet, in 1 Kings 22. Popularity prophets. Throughout the ages, for every true prophet, there are several false prophets. False prophets preach what they know people will like. Signs of a popularity prophet are: their prophecies prove to be false. Deuteronomy 18:21-22. They do not keep or advocate God's commands. Deuteronomy 13:1-3. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. Matthew 7:16. Today we are called to be disciples, yet in many ways also called to demonstrate the prophet's characteristics. Rather than prophecy, we learn and teach God's revealed word. We live in the age when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they shall heap to themselves teachers in accordance with their own lusts. 2 Timothy 4:3. Are we ready to pursue a high calling and speak truth in the midst of falsehood? Do we communicate in creative ways to ensure our message gets across effectively?